Welcome back to Prince George's Stadium. 1-0, the Arrows with the lead here. As we play in the bottom of the second inning, a crazy top half of the first inning. Three hits in the inning for the Arrows, but only four batters came up because of two base running miscues. Henry gets picked off at second base. Markakis throws him out. And then Tyler Holt, after he singled under the glove of Josh Barfield, he's picked off by Eddie Gamboa. Crazy stuff there. The Arrows have five hits and one run so far as we play here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's Ryan Hughes. The first pitch, a knuckleball high and away for ball one.
All over Nats Park, Gio Gonzalez wins his 12th as the Nats beat Colorado 4-1.
The 1-0 knuckleball inside. And Hughes ahead here 2-0. Hughes, 276 of the season, four home runs and 25 runs driven in 27 games after he served a 50-game suspension for a violation of amphetamine use. Here's the 2-0 by the knuckleballer. That one misses inside, and Hughes ahead here 3-0. Hughes 0-for-4 last night. And that pitch up and away with a fastball. And it's a four-pitch walk for Ryan Hughes. As I mentioned before, right, knuckleballer, but he's got some similarities to R.A. Dickey as far as a guy drafted high who didn't throw the knuckleball in college, right, was a second-round draft pick in the 2006 draft down at the University of Hawaii, where he was a second-team All-American. And he was considered somewhat of a bust as a second-round draft pick, fooling around, messing around with the knuckleball one day, and they said, hey, you should throw that more often. And here he is. He's worked his way back to Double A. It's a first pitch down low to Jonathan Scope. And it's been a really fascinating story for Wright this year. Second in the Eastern League in ERA. He really has been especially dominating early in the season, tied for fifth in strikeouts. Here's the 1-0 in there for a called strike. And he's headed to play in the All-Star game on Wednesday night in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Wonder who's going to draw the short straw to catch him in the All-Star game.
Scope hitting 247 on the season. Seven home runs, 29 runs driven. And ground ball, shortstop. Backing up on the play is Diaz. To second for one. On to first for the double play. Not in time. And there's one away as Hughes is erased on the ground ball.
Ended up being pretty close on Scope over there at first base. Pretty good job by Diaz and Lawson in the middle of the infield to turn that one quickly after Diaz kind of got handcuffed by that ball a little bit, backing up on it, and got it over to second quickly in a strong relay, but Scope just able to beat it out.
I think the one thing we have seen the last couple of nights is some weird hops on this hard dirt here on the infield. I mean, we haven't had a serious rainstorm in a while. Obviously, the big storm last...
Not since last Friday, Joe.
But even that wasn't even a long
no.
storm. The first pitch outside on a breaking ball that time.
It was more wind than it was actual precipitation for that event as it was.
Josh Barfield hitting 302 for the Bay Sox. No home runs, 16 runs driven in. Yeah. Throw over to first. Scope back in, diving head first. Jonathan... decent speed, but not really a base stealer as of right now. He's got three stolen bases in five attempts so far. And Josh, a tough game last night, 0-for-5 for the veteran. And a ground ball, third base. Abraham, he'll go to second for one. Lawson the turn in time. Josh Barfield grounds into a 5-4-3 double play to end the inning. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on. Two complete here in Bowie. It's Akron 1 and the Bay Sox nothing. Bay Sox Radio Network.
Hometown station for news and information. 1430 WNAV.
Top of the third inning. No score as the Mets have 8-9-1 due up here in the inning. First pitch by Rick Zagone. Misses inside with a fastball. Deshaun Kazmar. Kazmar, a 27-year-old right-hander, playing shortstop tonight The 1-0 misses outside. 2-0. Asmer originally drafted by the Padres back in 2004 in the fifth round. The 2-0 from Zagone swinging and fouling it off. There's Kazmir out in front of that one. Got off the end of the bat. It rolls foul.
The Keystone Research Solutions scoreboard in the Eastern League, Erie and Altoona, have already been rained out tonight. Bottom two, no score rating in Trenton. Same thing with Portland and New Hampshire. Akron leading in Richmond, 4-0 top two. No score in Harrisburg between the Rock Cats and the Senators.
2-1, ground ball, shortstop, Machado. Fields and fires, and there's one away.
Well, for the Bay Sox coming in to play fourth place in the Western Division, however, if Richmond loses, they have a chance to finish off the day in a tie for that second playoff spot. They enter play today just a game behind Richmond, and then Harrisburg right in the middle of the two teams, a half game behind of Richmond and a half game in front of the Bay Sox.
Terrific battle in just the top four, even inside this division alone right now. Of course, all that is predicated on who the parent club brings on the roster for them. But
Juan Centeno takes a first pitch in there for a called strike. Another lefty in the lineup for the Mets tonight. Havens, Dykstra, Martin, and Centeno against the lefty Zagone. The 0-1 right back to Zagone on a big hop. He'll leisurely throw it over to first for the second out of the inning.
Well, it's been a great job early on by Zagone to get a ton of ground ball outs. Every out except the pop out by Dustin Martin has been on the ground. So even when there have been base runners, Zagone's done a nice job of setting up the double play ball as well.
And both guys are throwing strikes. You know, neither guy has overwhelming fastball stuff.
Juan Lagares takes a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike.
And Zagone did such a good job of this the last time he faced Binghamton. 9 ground ball outs, 2 double plays in that game.
A swing and a miss. And quickly, Zagone ahead 0-2. Garza, a 281 hitter, and he just gets a piece of that. That was not a pretty swing there by Lagares. But he just gets a foul tip. Quick working Zagone, the 1-2. Fastball inside corner called strike three. So a couple ground outs and a strikeout for Zagone here in the top of the third inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on. We head to the home half of the third. It's Bay Sox nothing, Mets nothing on the Bay Sox Radio Network.
1430WNAV.com.
1430 WNAV.
Bottom of the third, 8-9-1 for the Bay Sox in a scoreless ball game. Jay Miller will lead things off for the Bay Sox. Jay hitting 167 with 3 home runs and 9 runs driven in. 11 hits and 66 at-bats for the Bay Sox center fielder. Cajun the wine in the pitch. It's in there for a called strike. Miller has one of his 3 home runs here at the double-A level against the Binghamton Mets. Here's the 0-1. That's inside and getting out of the way was Miller. 2-for-15 on the road trip preceding the All-Star break. A couple extra base hits is a big swing and a miss by Miller. In fact, just one extra base hit, excuse me, a double in those 2 hits out of 15, struck out 6 times. Cajun the 1-2. Just got a piece of it.
Gotta be tough for a guy like Miller right now, a guy that obviously at this point in his career should be playing at a higher level, quite frankly, and only hitting at 167, really scuffling along here with just 3 home runs and handful of runs batted in.
Here's the 1-2. That's fouled off into the right. It's been a really rough year for Miller, after having a pretty good year last year with Oakland in the AAA affiliate in Sacramento in the PCL. But the strikeout numbers, 127 combined Ks between the AA and AAA level this year. And Miller sends that one in a blast down just above the Bay Sox dugout and into the fifth or sixth row there. Hopefully everybody okay.
Obviously, a good crowd behind the Bay Sox dugout. It's amazing that ball found an empty seat. I mean, luckily.
1-2, breaking ball stays upstairs. Meller thought about it, but holds back. The count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cajun, the 2-2. There's a line drive to center field. Lagares going back to the track, and he'll make the catch. Side saddled while getting onto the warning track. Then he dropped the ball, but after he caught it for the first out of the inning.
Well, Jay Miller is showing he's obviously got the power. He showed it in one game when he hit 2 home runs in it. But obviously, as you guys were talking about, the strikeouts have just been such a huge issue for him and something he just hasn't been able to overcome this season.
Got a hold of that one pretty well. But Lagares, who made a running grab on the warning track against Machado to start last inning, makes a running catch, this time going to his left on the warning track to get Jay Miller out. Here's Brian Ward, first pitch, a little bit low for ball one.
Well, Jay Miller having the strikeout problems, I don't know if you've seen the numbers for this guy who's on the GCL Red Sox, 0 for 37, 36 strikeouts.
I could have done that. The 1-0 in there for a called strike.
Now that's a tough season.
Yes. That's got yourself doubting yourself when you come up to the plate.
And that's just at the GCL level. Mercy.
Cajun, the 1-1. Found it back to the screen.
That's a guy that's the guy that's up there looking at his bat like, you know, is there a hole in my bat? Do I have a wiffle ball bat up here? I mean, what's the problem?
He has drawn 8 walks.
Well, he's got a good eye.
Maybe he just never swings.
Cajun ahead. Here's the 1-2 to Ward. A swing and a miss. Cajun with the strikeout.
Maybe
so
he has
just
like
that, 2 away.
Maybe he has like 2 strike-ins anxiety or something like that.
First strikeout of the evening for Cajun.
If you're a hitting coach or something like that or the manager, what do you say to a guy in a situation like that? He knows he's struggling up there. Just keep giving a rip up there, big fella.
Buy him a bus pass.
I mean, how good do you have to be to keep getting to play every day but strike out every at bat every day?
Here's Jonathan Scope. First pitch changeup in there for a called strike.
It's that fine line like they talk about with 20-game losers. You have to be good enough to stay in the rotation right, but bad enough to keep losing.
Cajun, the 0-1. Breaking ball hit into center field. Not as deep as the others tonight. Lagares to his right. He'll settle under it and make the catch. So another 3-up, 3-down inning for the Bay Sox here. We've played 3 in Bowie. We're scoreless here on the Bay Sox Radio Network. With the Bay Sox, the Trenton Thunder at a 0-0 tie right now as Robbie Wadlanski will start this bottom half of the fourth. And he, of course, was at the plate when Jonathan Scope got thrown out by J.R. Murphy to end the third inning. It'll be Wadlanski, Hughes, Machado, 3-4-5 for the Bay Sox. First pitch swinging, sharply hit back to Brett Marshall, who gloves it and flips it to first for the first out of the inning. Marshall gloving that one and quickly getting it over to Merton for the first out of the inning. Mentioned the wins that Marshall is leading the Eastern League in. Fourth in ERA, a 2.83 coming in. 12th in strikeouts and a whip of 1.23, which is 10th best in the Eastern League. So one of the best pitchers in the Eastern League and a guy that's, as I mentioned before, was a hard-throwing righty out of Texas, has put one of the top 20 Yankee prospects out there. First pitch in there for a called strike to Ryan Hughes. Hughes struck out looking his first time up. 1-for-9 in the series with 4 Ks now for Ryan. Pitch in the dirt. Bounces off of Murphy and back to the screen. As the rain picks up again. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball right side. Merton will flip it to a covering Marshall for the second out of the inning. So 1-3 to start the inning, then 3-1 to get the second out of the inning. And here's Manny Machado.
The field actually seems like it's still in pretty good condition as it's been raining the entire game, but still haven't seen any puddles forming on the infield at all. It looks like maybe out there in left field right by the wall, the warning track, there could be a puddle starting to form. But aside from that, maybe a little bit slick, obviously. But all in all, the field doing a pretty good job here of holding the water.
So two away for the hottest hitter on the ball club, Manny Machado. Singled his first time up through the left side. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. As 7-for-11 now in the series. Two doubles, a triple, and a home run. And extended his hitting streak to 6 and launches one to left field. Perella going back to the track at the wall, and he'll make the catch. Close to the wall there, Machado gave it a ride, but a fly out to left field to end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on. 4 complete here in Bowie in the rain. It's scoreless. Trenton nothing. Bay Sox nothing on the Bay Sox Radio Network. Thank you, Ben. 9-1-2 for the Trenton Thunder, who have a 2-run lead here in the top half of the 7th inning. Jason Gurka in for his 3rd inning of work. Went 3 on July 16th against the Seawolves of Erie. That's his longest outing this season. His career-high longest outing is 3 2/3 inning. The lefty delivers. That first pitch is upstairs and away to Walter Ibarra. Ibarra 2-for-2, the single and a home run his last time up. It was Ibarra's first home run here with the Trenton Thunder. Here's the 1-0, misses outside, and it's 2-0. Barra 1-for-3 last night with an RBI and a double. Here's the 2-0, fouled back to the screen, 2-1. He's battled injuries only 5 games since May for Ibarra, 24-year-old switch hitter, a non-drafted free agent signed in August of 2005 out of Mexico. The 2-1, that's a fastball outside. 88 miles per hour, 3 balls and a strike here to Walter Ibarra. The 3-1, line drive left field, Kelly coming in. He'll make the catch shoulder high. Ibarra hit it well, but Kelly makes the grab in left field for the first out of the inning. So line drive out, retires Ibarra back to the top of the lineup for Jose Perella. Perella, the 22-year-old from Venezuela, is 1-for-3 with a run scored as he doubled and came around to score in the 5th inning. The lefty delivers. Gurka in there for a called strike. Perella hitting .388 this year off of lefties. He's one of the top hitters in the Eastern League. In fact, came in as the breaking ball misses upstairs, 1-1. Came in tied for first place in the Eastern League at .324. Third in slugging and second in OPS. The 1-1 fades outside, 2 balls and a strike to Jose Perella. 5'10", 191-pounder. Signed in July of 2006 as a non-drafted free agent. Gurka, the 2-1, broken bat, ground ball, diving play to his left as Wheeler gets up and fires, and he's out at first base. One heck of a play by Zealous Wheeler, diving to his left with a broken bat in his sight line. And there's 2 away. Strong throw over to first to retire Perella. Excellent play by Zealous Wheeler. And 2 away for Addison Maruzak. Wheeler, those cat-like reflexes over at third, making the strong play to his left as the fastball misses inside to Maruzak. Maruzak 0-for-2 with a walk. Struck out his first 2 times up and then walked back the 5th. That's the big inning for the Thunder. Fly ball to center field. Richardson to his left. He'll settle under it and make the catch to the end of the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on. 3 up, 3 down. Time to stretch it out here in Bowie. It's the Trenton Thunder 3 and the Bowie Bay Sox 1 on the Bay Sox Radio Network. Thank you, Ben. As Mike Wright starts his third inning of work, Francisco Pena will lead things off. The catcher hitting in the number 8 spot for the B-Mets tonight. Wilfredo Tovar and Juan Lagares to follow here in the top of the third inning. Mike Wright with the first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. A fastball at 90 miles per hour for the right-hander from East Carolina, former Pirate. Born in South Carolina. That pitch in on the hands and it's fouled back. And right quickly ahead, 0-2. Bay Sox lead it 2-0 on the Caleb Joseph home run, a two-run shot. By the way, that was runs 30 and 31 scored in this series, in this four-game series. And the first via the long ball. First home run so far in this four-game set. Good breaking ball. Chasing it in the dirt as Pena comes up empty. Joseph's going to have to throw to first to get the first out of the inning. So a swing and a miss, and Mike Wright gets his first strikeout of the afternoon. And the first out retired here in the top of the third inning. Wright started this season at high A at Frederick, where he went 5-2 as a Frederick Key. Made his debut as a Bay Sox on May 25th in a loss against Altoona. And first pitch fastball just misses inside. Third round draft pick in last year's draft already has made it to the double A level. Here's the 1-0. Chopper to short. Machado waits on it and then bobbles it as he tried to transfer it from his glove to his hand. That's going to be an error on Manny Machado.
A little bit of a strange play there. It looked like Machado waited back on that ball, fielded it cleanly, and then just couldn't get it out of his glove there. He knew he was going to have to hurry and maybe just trying to get the hard grip on the ball to whip it over to first base like we've seen him do so many times, and they're just not able to do so.
A second error in this series for Manny. So one out base runner back to the top of the order, and here's Lagares. Swings the first pitch and fouls it back to our right.
It seems like with Machado, the errors do tend to come in bunches for him. He's had three now over the last 10 or so games, and that after going a stretch in which he didn't make an error for 29 ball games.
They'll check on Tovar at first. Tovar on the season, one stolen base and one attempt. Neither of these teams run that much when you look at the stolen base numbers. Lagares, the leading base stealer for the Binghamton Mets with 17. Tovar, solid lead at first. Here's the 0-1 inside corner and just misses. That, so far tonight, has not been a strike for either Gorski or Wright on that inside corner to right-hand hitters.
The interesting thing about Machado is that was error number 18 on the year for him, and still many managers around the Eastern League still regard him as best defensive shortstop in the league.
1-1 fastballs upstairs, so 2-1.
Talked to some of them in Baseball America now just putting out their best tools sheets where all the managers vote on the best tools, and have seen a couple of managers that have voted Machado as the best defensive infielder in the Eastern League.
All the tools are there. I think a lot of the errors have been mental this year. Is the 2-1 little roller foul down the third baseline. Count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris singled his first time up. Now 5-for-15 in this four-game set so far. He was erased on the double play that Reese Havens grounded into. Tovar first, one away, top of the third inning. And Wright will check on Tovar. He's back in sliding head first. 2-0 Bay Sox here in the top of the third inning. On a beautiful night for baseball here. Very comfortable night here in Bowie, Maryland. Not much of a breeze as the flags limp in center field. Lagares has a weak cut at that one, rolls it right in front. Wright picks it up, throws the first for the second out of the inning. Well, that was an awkward swing by Lagares. He did make contact, but it didn't go very far. Wright only had one play, and that was at first, and there's two away.
The athleticism for Wright on the hill is pretty impressive. He got off the mound very quickly there and picked it up with the bare hand, and it ended up being a pretty easy play over at first base just because he did everything so smoothly. But for a guy that's 6'5", he moves extremely well on the hill, gets off it very quickly, and makes things a lot easier for you when you can field your position as a pitcher.
That's what he did with Reese Havens up his first time, as Havens grounded in to the double play, a 1-6-3 double play. He'll hit with two outs and a runner in scoring position. Havens hitting at 228 on the season. Eight home runs and 26 runs driven in. Here's the first pitch. It's in the dirt, and it gets past Caleb Joseph right through the five hole. And on his way to third is Tovar. So a wild pitch there. And Tovar runs pretty well. Wouldn't think it's too big of a deal here with two outs, but obviously any infield hit would score him now. Wright comes set. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss at a changeup up in the zone. Havens had a hefty cut at that one and came up empty. Havens, a former first-round draft pick of the New York Mets, drafted 22nd overall in 2008 out of South Carolina. 1-1 pitch up in the zone, and Havens tried to check his swing midway through and came up empty. That one looked like it hurt there as he tried to stop the swing on a high fastball. Count 1-2 with two outs here in the top of the third inning. Bay Sox lead it 2-0. Right, the 1-2. Change up outside corner, called strike three. And Mike Wright gets a couple strikeouts here in the third inning. After the error by Machado, Tovar left stranded at third. We've played 2.5 as we head to the bottom of the third. It's the Bay Sox 2 and the B-Mets nothing on the Bay Sox Radio Network.